Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you so much for joining in with us on this first Monday of December. Did y'all hear what I said? The first Monday of December for our Blog Talk Ministry with Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I am so excited on tonight because I know that this woman of God, Dr. Prophetess Dr. Serena Wright, has a word in her mouth for us. Somebody's going to get set free tonight, and I'm going to claim it first. It's me. Because just tonight, right before the service was to start, my phone had no service. I had to call Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser to notify her of the problems that we were having. Because I want to share with you all, every Monday when we try to do what we are assigned to do, excuse me, which is bring forth God's word because we're about God's business, the enemy gets busy. He gets busy with the phone lines. He's trying to trap us out, stop us, block us, put up busy signals, and he just try to get real busy because he don't want this word to go forth. He don't want what God has assigned to be prosperous. He don't want you or me or anyone that's listening and anyone that listens to it on the archives to get set free. He gets busy, but we're going to bind up him. We're going to bind up his axe. We're going to put the axe at the root of his business because his kingdom is coming down. We want you all to know this is an awesome ministry. The men and women of God that ministers on this ministry are assigned, appointed, and anointed by God, and we just want you all to know, get your Bibles, get your pens, your papers, your pencils, markers, highlighters, recorders, or if you have to just keep listening to this over and over in the archives, that you don't let this word go, because in these next 4 or 5 weeks of this last of the year, month, God is going to do something. Because 2020 is not just 2020 for the year. It's 2020 for your vision. You got to see what God is doing in these last days before the next year comes, 2021, because it's a new beginning with that first year of the double 2020. So I'm going to end that right there. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We're going to go into prayer. We're going to hand this right over to the woman of God after prayer, and we're going to let God have his way. You all don't hold back. Let God do what he's doing tonight. Get free, stay free, and be free. Let's go into prayer. Oh, God, we're coming to you right now, God, unto your altar. We're getting to the mercy seat. We're holding onto the horns of the mercy seat. God, we're asking you for forgiveness. We're asking you to give us ears that we may hear. Give us a heart that we may receive. Give us eyes that we will see what you're showing us in the end of the last days of 2020. Because, God, we're getting focused and staying set on your vision. God, we're going to have a vision of 2020. God, we just know that you're going to do something in this day, in this night, in the last part of the year. We know you're going to do something, God. We're coming with our hands held high. We said, God, have your way. Have your way, have your way. Starting from our government, God, on down to our neighborhoods, God. Have your way, set free, build up, stop it, put an axe at the root, God. Let your mercies cover us, overtake us, and overwhelm us, God, with your mercy, your grace, your honor, and your love. God, for we know that you are love. God, do what only you can do tonight. We know that you didn't put a word in this woman of God's mouth. God, release it. Release it. Let us grab a hold to it. Let us retain it. Let us receive it, God, because we know that you are a God of awesomeness, for we know that we serve an awesome God who sits high and looks low. God, we just want to be used by you, God. We want to be delivered by you, God. We want to be set free by you, God. We want what you want for us, oh God. God, we're asking you right now, put it in us. Plant it in us, God. Put the hook of the Holy Ghost in us, God. Don't let us go, God. Don't let us go, God. For it's us, it's us, it's us, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, standing in the need of deliverance, God, for we want to be free. We want to be free because we want our names written in the Lamb Book of Life. For God, we know that you are God and you are God alone. God, we thank you for all distractions that's trying to come up, God. But we know that you are a God of God, we know that you are our God, and you will see it to come to pass. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and these things we pray. We land ourselves and our family on the altar, for God is in your hands and in your hands only. Release it and let it be done. Amen. Dr. Wright, it is in your hands.
Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the Blog Talk family and everyone that has tuned in to Blog Talk. We are so honored every time we get this opportunity. We do not take it lightly. I don't know anyone that is still willing to take things lightly after 2020. That is not to say that it has been a complete disaster and filled with only things that are of a traumatic and a disturbing impact, but as God has been moving by his spirit and the kingdom has been advancing, we are recognizing our responsibility as the kingdom even more, that we are here to salt the earth. We are here to always have an answer for the hope that lie within us. And there are many that have been impacted. They have lost family members, and our compassion is full on their behalf. We pray for them continually that they would find a time in grieving that allows them to grieve well, that they would grieve and be willing to let God be the God of their grief, and that the Holy Spirit could then be allowed to come in and comfort them. And we have been praying for them and listening and hearing God and being so cognizant of, like the woman of God said, our assignment and our purpose in this realm. We just thank God for the Blog Talk administrators, for Apostle Lex Cecilia and for Sylvia. And I know sometimes even Sylvia, and the other sister whose name is on my mind.
Sheila.
And sometimes even Sheila will come in and participate, and we know that Minister Brandon has participated, and so many men and women of God that have carried the word on this platform. If this happens to be your first time listening, then I congratulate you on you taking a part in something where we know the Spirit of the Lord is moving and the truth of the gospel is being released. And so we just thank God for everyone that is going to listen live and those that are listening in the archive. We recognize that archive, that those things that have been recorded and those truths and revelations that have been written have been springboards for us to leap into the place that God has called us. And so we just thank God even for the archives and those of you that shall feast on the word in its recorded fashion. So with that being before us, if you would turn with us to 2 Peter, we would not be with you. I promise you that the very minute the Holy Ghost is gone, I'll be done 59 seconds before that. We only want to hear from the Spirit of God. We yield everything that is of us to him in this moment that we might grow and learn and prosper in the kingdom. So we turn to 2 Peter. If you would turn with me, 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. I always read from the Amplified Bible. I encourage you to read your Bible and you pick your favorite version. I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. This is 2 Peter chapter 1. I'll be reading verse 1 through 9, and we're going to share a brief discourse, if you will. Simon Peter, a servant, apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received and obtained an equal privilege, it says that it received and obtained an equal privilege of like precious faith with ourselves in and through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and God's favor and peace be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are required and appropriate for life and godliness through the full knowledge of him who has called us by his glory and his excellence. And by means of these, he's bestowed on us his precious and great promises so that we might escape the moral decay of the world and become sharers of the divine nature. For this reason, verse 5, it says, adding your diligence to the promise, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue, and exercising virtue develop knowledge, and exercising knowledge develop self-control, and exercising self-control develop steadfastness, and exercising steadfastness develop godliness, and exercising godliness develop brotherly affection, and exercising brotherly affection develop Christian love. For all these qualities are yours, increasingly abound in you. For as these qualities are yours and increasingly abound in you, they will keep you from being idle and unfruitful unto the personal knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those, verse 9, for who, those who lack these qualities are spiritually short-sighted, seeing only what is near him and being oblivious to the fact that he's been cleansed from his old sins. He said, for those that lack these qualities are spiritually short-sighted and oblivious to the fact that he's been cleansed from his old sins. And so Peter is writing then to a group that he had previously ministered to, and he goes back to them, as you study this out, and he just begins to remind them of who they are in Christ, of what this new life has afforded them. And so I have personally found verse 2 and 3 to be so interesting, even when I was very young in the Lord, because it says that he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That concept was always very profound for me, because it was not one that I needed a lot of interpretation when I was newly saved. It says that he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so I was like, okay, that's pretty crystal clear. And so as I look back at this chapter today, I noticed that when Peter addressed them initially, he said that they had been obtained equal privilege and like faith. So he was letting them know, and even for us today, that even through salvation, that one of the wonderful things about salvation is that it is an equalizer. There are no big I's, little U's. There are those that can come in at the last hour. They'll still receive that same penny as the parable has been told. And so he says that we've all obtained the same privileges and the like precious faith, because we all know that God has given all of us a measure of faith. And he says, and a like precious faith with us, meaning those that they looked upon as leaders, as mentors, as teachers, he says that you have like precious faith with us and in and through the righteousness of God. So in God's right standing, that we all get equal footing. And then he goes on to say that he says, well, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. And then verse 3, he says, because it is by his power that he has actually given you everything that you need. But one thing I found that I had always overlooked in verse 3, it says, through the knowledge of him, you have been giving these things through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. And it says, but that his divine power has been bestowed upon us all things, that's verse 3, all things pertain to life and godliness, and it's called us by glory and virtue. Verse 4, it says, whereby are giving unto us exceeding great and precious promises, through that you might escape everything decayed and rotten and corrupt and lust-filled and greedy, it says, and become sharers of the divine nature. Now, that's something I had noticed before. It says that not only, now that I've actually sat and began to look at, he says that, first of all, we've got the same faith. We've all got equal footing. God has given us everything we need for this life. In the Amplified, it says everything that's required and appropriate for life and godliness as we come to know him through the knowledge of him. There is nothing that we are missing for this life. However, in verse 4, he goes on to say that if we actually partake in the promises and escape what the world has to offer, it also makes us partakers in the divineness of God. That is so powerful, that through salvation, and one thing that I think that may be a commonplace thing, maybe even among Christians, is that through salvation we have gained eternal redemption, that we have gained eternal life. I don't know that we have always focused that even in the life we live in the earth realm, that in 2 Peter, leader, that there should be nothing that we lack, because everything the Bible says that's needed and appropriate for life, that he's given it to us. And as we partake in his promises, that we also partake in his divine nature. And so that's refreshing on one hand and draws us to accountability on another, because the divine nature of God should also be resident with us, that we should also be one that has become aware of the knowledge of God, that has one that has known him, that has studied his word, that has studied through prayer, that have worshiped and fellowshiped with the Father, that have engaged the Spirit of the Lord, that we might also partake in his divine nature. Why is that important? Because the authority of God is in his nature. The creativity of God is in his nature. The power of God is by way of his nature. The compassion of God is by way of his nature. Those things that we have told God that we would become, that we would not only be the image of, but we would actually take on the nature of God, that he is actually counting on us to do that. And he has, by his power, given us the opportunity to do it. Verse 5, he says, so because of that, then he begins to do this stepwise progression. He says, for that faith that I told you about in verse 1, take the faith and then add. And then he starts to do this stepwise progression as to what we should add, that we would not be one that would not partake in everything that God has given us. It's nothing like having a benefit, having an opportunity, and just completely forfeiting it. It's one thing to come to the game and lose, but it's another thing not to even show up. And so what I got from Peter is that he didn't want us to forfeit. There were benefits that we could partake in, and there were benefits that he didn't want us to miss. So he says the promises of God will give us, he said, the divine nature. And so I was just meditating on how much of the divine nature that we get to, that we should attend ourselves to, we should attend to compassion, that we should attend to being full of love, that we should attend to being full of excellence, that we should attend to self-control, that we should attend to godliness, those things that he says. He says, for this reason, he says, in every effort in exercising your faith, develop virtue. And in exercising your virtue, develop knowledge, and on it goes. He says, because if you have these qualities, if you're abounding in these qualities through the knowledge of God, you won't be short-sighted. You won't be caught off guard. You won't be oblivious. You won't be clueless. You won't be bumbling. You won't be unaware of what's next. You won't be directionless. You won't be lost. You won't be discouraged. You won't be confused. You won't be doubting. He said, you'll be abounding. Hallelujah, glory to God. And in the divine nature of God, he says, and in the fullness of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which takes us right back up to verse 2, which is where we get everything pertaining to life and godliness. So he said that he's giving us these things through his promises. We partake in his divine nature. We take these stepwise progression through the character of God, through the things that matter to God, that will keep us keenly aware and make us knowledgeable of him. And that way we won't miss all those benefits that he talked about at the beginning of the chapter. And I was just celebrating with the Spirit of the Lord how awesome he is and how wonderful he is, that he leaves nothing out. See, it is true that we are not of this world, but we are in it. And I think for too long we have acknowledged that even in this realm, the God that is provision has made provision for us. He says, everything you need in this realm, I've made provision for. Everything you need for purpose to advance my agenda, I've made provision for. Everything you need to partake in the abundance, he said, I would that you would have life and that more abundantly. Everything that you need for life to be abundant, I've made provision for. And so I said, God, God, this is so wonderful that I get the opportunity during a time of studying to celebrate and to magnify you. But I did have a question. I said, but God, I thought that you had me talking about recovery. Hallelujah. I said, God, because I know that my heart it just feels like my heart almost begins to skip a beat every time I think about God's passionate imploring of his recover in the short run, recover from the long term, recover if you're grieving, recover if you're financially oppressed, recover if your circumstances have changed, recover if the landscape of your life is different, recover if your wife has left you, recover if your children don't understand, recover if your job just laid you off, recover. God has just been pounding my head, recovery, recovery. Speak to the people about recovery. So I went back. I said, God, where is recovery in this celebration of how wonderful you have been to us, how you have made provision for us, how you've been made documented in your word that everything we need you've already given to us, as long as the Bible says we take knowledge of you. Hallelujah. And so God says, stick a pin there just for a moment. Make sure you let the people know that this is not abracadabra. This is not touch your neighbor three times, but through the knowledge of who I am, but through the knowledge and relationship and the fellowship of the Father through the Son. It's through the knowledge of Jesus Christ that everything has already been made accountable for. He's known the end from the beginning. He says he wants us to understand it through the knowledge of who he is, that everything that we need has already been made available. And so he says, so then I said, okay, God, I will definitely be sure to make a note of that in my personal notes and share that through the people, that as we move forward, we must dedicate ourselves to the knowledge. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things will be added. There is no conversation of recovery without a conversation of learning of the Father, of seeking his kingdom, of loving him with your whole heart, mind, and strength. He said, make sure they know, daughter, that it's through the knowledge of me, because there are many spiritual philosophers, there are doctrines of men that have come, that have cherry-picked through my word and then extracted the blessings and tried to exclude me. But the divine nature, the abundant life, the place where nothing is lacking in life or God, in life and godliness, it's through the knowledge of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says it's through the knowledge, the precise and correct understanding of who God is, the full acknowledgement of his deity and his process, the full acknowledgement of his way, the establishment of his kingdom comes with it. No, see, nothing that lacks. And I said, God, I think I understand where we're going with this. He said, because I want you to tell them that all the process of recovery, it involves another commitment to knowing who I am. So if you think you know me more. If you know that you could know me more, seek after me like a hidden treasure. If you have just become a born-again believer and this is a new experience, seek after the knowledge of God, for in it there is fullness, for in it there is abundance, for in it there is increase, for in it there is direction, for in it there is prosperity, for in it there is uplifting, for in it there is encouragement, for in it there is peace, for in it there is right living, for in it there is integrity, for in it there is stability, for in it there is sanity, for in it, hallelujah, glory to God, for in the knowledge of him, he says all things that pertain to life and godliness. Oh, so am I trying to say that if you have a question about how to raise your children, that you should learn more about God? That's exactly what I'm trying to say. If you're having a situation with your job and you're dealing with a boss that is just absolutely cantankerous, am I trying to say that you should deepen your knowledge of God? That's exactly what I'm trying to say, because nothing pertaining to life and godliness is missing. And so if we go to recover, deliver the way that God has called us to, then the first thing we would do is deepen our knowledge of God. Somebody say deepen. You got to go deeper. You got to go deeper into the knowledge of him. The Bible says the precise, correct knowledge of him that brings you to acknowledgement. Is the precise, correct knowledge of him that brings you to acknowledgement. It's everything I have, God gave it to me. Everything I am, it's because that's how God made me. It's the precise and correct knowledge of him that brings us to acknowledgement. It's paramount for our recovery. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if you look back at verse 1, I said, God, is there anything else in the chapter? And in verse 1, he says, it sure is. He said, because what Peter first said to them, he said, because you have with me like precious faith. He says, you will start by deepening your knowledge of me. And you will also look to increase in the places of faith. He said, you will deepen your knowledge of me and increase in the places of faith. He said, I'm telling you, this is not going to be your average, I walk this ladder of success. No. We are talking about supernatural. We are talking about supernatural, undeniable, unexplainable recovery in God. He says, and I want to make sure that you're from the moral decay and corruption of the world, that lust and greed won't be able to come in and swallow that you have regained. And so he said, you've got to deepen your knowledge of me. If you think you know me more. He said, if you think you're full of faith and you're doubt-free, then increase your faith. Faith can come even more by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Meditate on it both day and night to make your way prosperous and have good success. He said, number one, tell them it's through the knowledge of me that the recovery in this season will be through them gaining knowledge of exactly who I am and what I do, the character of God, the ways of God, the love of God, the experience of God, the face of God, the presence of God, the wholeness of God, the knowledge of God is step one in the recovery. Number two is our faith, that we will be people of faith, because God's going to put a great big word in your mouth, sir. He's going to put a great big word in your mouth, ma'am, and you will not be able to hold it without faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, get into that word. Develop yourself in faith. Just like I told you, exercise and develop it. Exercise and develop it and add. Exercise, develop it and add. In verse 1, Peter says that you have a likewise precious faith. He said it'll be the knowledge of me, and it'll be you in an increase in your faith. He said, and look in verse 2. This is for step 3 of our recovery lesson for today. He says, the Amplified says, may grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, freedom from fear and agitating passion and moral conflict be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, correct knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. He said, grace and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied to you. Step 3, this will be our declaration. He says that we will be transformed and renewed in our minds. By verse 2, he says that our mindset shall be of wellness, wholeness, fearlessness and boldness. Wellness, wholeness, fearlessness and boldness. He says perfect well-being, all necessary good, spiritual prosperity, and freedom from moral conflict will be multiplied unto us. He said, let your mind meditate on wellness, wholeness, fearlessness and boldness. Wellness, wholeness, fearlessness and boldness, that there will be a freedom from all fear that shall come upon us, that we would go forth as a bold people. I am telling you all, the character of this recovery is about to change. This is for those that will enter into the supernatural place of recovery. It'll be by the knowledge of God, them developing their faith and their bold declarations. I'm talking about a mindset that meditates on those things that bring wellness and peace, that bring wholeness and increase, that walk in fearlessness and boldness, that they will be setting themselves up according to what God has stated for a supernatural, undeniable recovery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 3. He says, and for his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, we already had celebrated how wonderful God is to make that level of provision for us. But when in this season of recovery, it is the revelation that we lack nothing that will carry us into our recovery season. It is going to be the knowledge of him, us developing our faith, us meditating and understanding that we operate in wellness, wholeness, fearlessness, and boldness, and that we lack nothing. God is telling us now, position your mind for the onslaught and the overtaking. Position your mind for the onslaught and the overtaking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Position your mind for the onslaught and the overtaking. Hallelujah. For this shall be a recovery that many shall see and understand that this has been the hand of the Lord on your life. God said, position your mind. He is almost warning us. He is almost warning us, people of God, for there shall be such an onslaught, that there shall be such an overtaking. The blessings of the Lord will overtake us in this season of recovery. He says, prepare your mind. Let your mindset be ready to understand that none of these external things will define me beyond what I already know about God, that I recognize because of how he had positioned me, how he had given me instruction to increase myself in faith, to meditate on wellness, wholeness, fearlessness, and boldness, that I would be ready to declare his word in any situation and any occasion, that he has positioned us for that shall be overwhelming and shall overtake us. The blessings of the Lord shall overtake us in this recovery season. God is beckoning us to come. Increase ourselves in faith. Increase ourselves in a place of wellness and wholeness. If that means financial wholeness, let there become a new understanding. If that is relational wholeness, let there be a peace and a mantle that fall as you declare the word of the Lord boldly over those places that have not lined up, those places that have still found a place of lack, that you would declare the word of the Lord. You would declare the wholeness and the wellness, the perfect well-being with fearlessness and boldness, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, for there shall come a recovery that shall be undeniable in this season, said the Spirit of the living God. For what shall be upon you in a very short period of time shall be clearly declared as the hand of the Lord on your life. For this is a recovery season for those that shall hear and beckon and bring themselves subject to the word of the Lord by the prophet. For God is truly speaking and encouraging us in this hour that we shall be people of faith, that we shall walk in advance the kingdom by faith, declaring the word of the Lord that we hear spoken in our ear. For God shall prepare us even in our hearts and our minds for a recovery of that shall be undeniable. Even those that see it from a distance and up close will know and understand that the Spirit of the Lord has placed his hand on us for this recovery. And so we just thank you right now, God, that as we declare your word, as we go forward from this place, as we enter into places of boldness and fearlessness, as we bring our mindset subject to the transformation and being renewed by your word, that we have prepared our hearts, oh God, for what you shall what you have already prepared for us. We thank you right now, God, that your word, God, that your written word, that your prophetic declarations concerning your word, God, that they shall go into the heart of your people and bring forth the fruit of right living, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that your kingdom may advance. We thank you right now, God, that we have heard instructions very clearly, God, that we will be those that deepen our knowledge of who you are, the character of the Lord, that we will study your word and know it, that we will understand it, that our faith will increase, that we will declare boldly the places of wellness, wholeness, with fearlessness and boldness, even before the people, even in situations that seem dire, even to bones that are very dry, that we shall be ready to declare your word in season and out of season, because we understand we lack nothing, that you are the God that is provision for us, and you have surely declared a season of recovery for all of your people. We thank you for it now. We give you praise and we give you glory for it now. For as we sit up under your word, oh God, we receive. We receive those things, oh God, that would take us from faith to virtue, from virtue to knowledge, from knowledge to self-control, from self-control to godliness, to then to brotherly affection and to love. We receive, oh God, from your spirit where there is no lack. We receive that, oh God, that rails against fear, and we declare that we are bold and fearless to declare the word of the Lord in the marketplace, both in season and out of season, for we know we lack nothing and our recovery is sure. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor for it, oh God, for all things are thine. And we magnify and glorify the Lord of our salvation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's back to you.
Ooh, that was a lot. I thank God for that word tonight. We have found out about how to recover. We found out about being a people of faith, working our knowledge, being a partaker, virtual faith at that, having patience, love, and kindness. We've learned how God is telling us to operate. I told you on tonight the woman of God had something for all of us. She covered all the characters that we need to walk this Christian life. So and then told us, get in your word. Don't just get in your word, stay in your word. Get the faith out of the word. Faithfully stay in the word. Yes. I received the word on tonight. I thank God for the word. I want you all to unmute your phones and just speak into the woman of God's life, and let her know how she blessed you on tonight and encouraged you. And tell us who you are before you speak so we would know who we're listening to. The lines are open. Please speak into the woman of God's life on tonight.
This is Cecilia. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Wright? Prophetess Wright. Dr. Serena Wright. I mean... Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the confirmation of your word that you spoke on tonight. That I was like, okay, I know I haven't spoke on Sunday yet, so how's she already in some of the stuff? But that's all right. It was just confirmation, and I needed it. I mean, I thank you because the beginning of everything is our relationship with God. The beginning of everything that we do is getting back to God. Like you said, the greed, the all of the different things that's going on in this world is taking us away from God, where we're looking for his hand. We're looking for, instead of the seek ye first, we're looking for the things that's added. We're on the other end of the verse when God is saying, no, I need you back at the beginning. Get back to your first love. Get back to me. Oh, my God. I'm going to hush because I know there's other people on here that have something to say, but thank you, thank you, thank you for the confirmation of getting back to God. Like you said, it's restoration for some, and for others, it's a new relationship. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Apostle Elect, for that. Is there anyone else at this time?
Good evening, Saints. This is Minister Margot. I just want to thank Dr. Wright for so much. She gave us so much to feast on, so much to think about, and so much to put into our spirits and realize we have much work to do. There's no reason to say you're bored or you don't have anything to do. We have much to do in learning to serve God, to learn about Him, to make our lives reflect His Word. So thank you so much for giving us direction and helping us to see that God expects more from us. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margot. Is there anyone else? Okay. I would like to say thank you to all of you all that have participated, that have listened in, that took notes. Those of you that have been faithful to this ministry, we want to just say thank you. Continue to support the ministry. Continue to stay focused. Continue to stay on your knees before God. Continue to seek God with all of your heart. Continue to believe God, because delay don't mean deny. Continue to just do what God has put in your heart. Do what God has put in His Word. And if you're not for sure what God has said for you to do, listen to this message again. Go back to the archives and just and hear what the woman of God has taught us on tonight. We have to recover. We got to get back before God. We got to get back up to be about God's business. I am going to give you all our further ministry information for this line and for the ministries that we support. And I'm going to give it back to Dr. Wright to pray us out. And we're going to end this service, but we're not going to end our love for one another and our love for Christ. So we're going to be about supporting ministries that teach about Christ. We are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday is the second Monday of the month. Our speaker will be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. Please tune in and share this information. On Friday, this is the second Friday of the month. Our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. We are on Blog Talk and Facebook at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's this Friday, the second Friday. Please share that information. On Sunday mornings, we have Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That is at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All these programs are through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. We want you all to know that the program is called Let's Talk. So while we're talking and telling you what God is doing, at the end of each program, we give you a chance to talk back. Give us a testimony. Give us confirmation. Give us information that we can rejoice with you, touch and agree with you. We want you to know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. We also support Missionary Linda Handy. She has a prayer line that is on Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Her phone number for that prayer line is 605-313-4818. 605-313-4818. The passcode is 647-147. Passcode 647-147. We also support Dr. Serena Wright with her book that she wrote. She will give you more information on that, The Last Prescription Ever Needed. She would also give you information of how to get in touch with her outside of her email, which is givetoafrica@yahoo.com. That's G-I-V-E, the number 2, A-F-R-I-C-I-A at yahoo.com. You can also reach her on Facebook Live under Dr. Serena Wright. We also support Evangelist Lasagna Michelle Allen. She has a Facebook ministry. She's on Facebook ministering. She also has a Thursday night prayer service. So don't forget, Pastor Troy is our speaker this Monday coming up, as well as Pastor Troy has a worship service on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune into his Facebook, and you can watch his service right now when we're doing virtual service. So with that being said, I want you all to remember this, write it down. If you need to have a scripture to live by our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it back to the woman of God. She's going to pray us out, and we want you all to know God is still waiting on you. Dr. Wright is back in your hands.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you so much for your word and, God, what you have spoken and declared over us in this season of recovery. God, we are those that are understanding the importance of knowing that our knowledge of you being increased, our faith being increased, being those that are willing to declare wellness, wholeness, with fearness and boldness in the marketplace, understanding that we lack nothing and that you've already made provision for us. We thank you right now, God, that we have surrendered everything in our lives to you and to the advancement of your kingdom. God, use our mouths, use our lives, use our testimony, use us as resources for you, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father, and we give your name all praise, all glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.